Unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org.
Good morning. Good morning. Come on, somebody. Just come on in. Bless his name. Come on now. Ha, glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name. We bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Father, we bless you. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Come on now. I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. Then it jumps down and says, even to those that believe. Come on now. Here's what you got to understand. Hold on. Let me just fix my little camera. There we go. Even to them that believe on his name. Okay. See, I want you to get that up into your spirit, okay? Even to them that believe on his name. Hey, glory. Even to them. Now, I want you to get it. I want it to sink in. Even to them that believe, okay? Even to them that believe on his name. Ha, glory. Okay, shate, kesha. Come on, somebody. Just giving praise. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, amen, 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 and amen. And amen. Come on, I'm going to say it again. And amen. Come on now. Come on. It is so. Come on. It is so. I'm going to say it again. It is so. High glory. Everything that you believe, it is so. Oh, come on. I'm trying to get this in your spirit. It, what you believe. If you believe on his name, it is so. If you believe he can heal, it is so. Come on now. If you believe that he'll cancel your debt, it is so. If you believe, oh my God, oh my God, it can't shock. Come on, that's it right there. If you believe, come on now, woo. If you believe. So everything is dependent on if you believe. You must believe. Now listen, let me say it like this. You have to believe. Our glory, and we've been right here for a little bit, and we're going back here again this Sunday, amen. First of all, let's just break this down just a little bit. I got 8 minutes, okay? I want to get this in your spirit, okay? But you have to understand, if you believe, how that's a powerful statement. If you believe. Then it is so. Ah, come on now. Hey, Keisha. Woo, my God. Now remember, we are in this season. We are in. This is 5785. It's your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Okay, this is going to be the season that that grace is going to abound. It's going to be, you're going to be abundantly furnished with. You're going to overflow. He's going to furnish you richly. You're going to be abundantly furnished. Come on now. You have to, if you believe, it is so. Come on now, type that with me. I believe it is so. Okay. Oh my God. Now listen. This is according to Romans and 1 Peter, okay? But I'm just going to read Romans chapter 5, verse 20. It says, moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound. But where sin abounded, check it out, grace did much more abound. Oh, come on now. Woo! Are you getting this? He said grace, okay? Where the need for grace was, grace did much more abound. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hey, come on. Come on. I'm trying to get this in your spirit. Where sin abounded, how glory. Hey, keshe taraba. Grace, how glory. His supernatural empowerment on your life to do his purpose, to do what he created you to do, how did much more abound, okay? Now, then he said that in 5785, this will be the season that you will always have, okay? Proverbs chapter 3 says, trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding, okay? Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall what? Direct your path, okay? But then it also says something really, really powerful. And let me get there. Amen. Oh, my God. Come on now. Someone type it is so. Come on now. Type it is so. High glory. Come on. Proverbs chapter 3. We're just going to go there real quick. Proverbs chapter 3. Come on now. Type it is so. If you're with me, type it is so. Now, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, he shall direct your path. Okay? But then it says, don't be wise in your own eyes and depart from evil. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel, marrow to your bones. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase, so shall your barns be filled with plenty. So when you trust in the Lord, when you acknowledge him, when you don't lean on your own understanding, and you are activated in seed time and harvest. Come on now, Chet and Martha. Happy holidays to you. Hope everybody had a great time with family and everyone. In the spirit of giving. Amen. But look at what it says. So shall your barns be filled. So shall your barns be filled. So shall your barns be filled with what? Plenty. Oh, come on now. This will be the season you will always have. And your presence shall burst. But then it says, now check this out. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm just getting everybody back to where we are. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency and all things may what? Abound. Come on now. There's a lot of increase. There's a lot of multiplication. There's a lot of you being furnished, but you must go through the process. The process is first believe, and then you act on what you believe. Okay? Whatever he tells you to do, you do it. Amen? Now, that leads us to where we are right now. Okay? That first of all, you must understand, okay? Understand this. That you are worthy. You have a right. You have a right to abound. You have a right to be healed. It's your right. It's a part of your inheritance. Woo! To walk in the overflow. It's a part of the lifestyle of the sons of God. Oh my God, it's a part of your lifestyle. It's a part Woo! It's a part of the promise. It's a part of the covenant. He made a covenant. Oh, my God. He's in covenant with you to make sure you will always have. Oh, come on now. Hey, glory. Psalms 23, it's the showing of the covenant. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He maketh me to lie down where? In green pastures. Where does he lead me? By still waters. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You must understand, you're worthy. Okay? Woo! High glory. You must understand this right here. That part of the grace is the grace of acceptance. You does not listen when you receive salvation, when you made the decision and you acted on what you believe, if you believe it is so, and you said the Lord is my Lord and he's my shepherd, Jesus, Yahshua is my brother. He died on the cross. He shed his blood just for me. He rose on the third day so he could be the executive over my inheritance. And now you understand, according to Ephesians chapter 1. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, because you have to understand that whom he foreknew, he predestinated. This was a part of the plan of the covenant of the blessing of the Lord of the creation of your life. Okay. Oh my God. Let's go here. Ephesians chapter 1, and we got the end here. Amen. But listen, it's your time. It's your season. This is your season that you should always have. This is the season that you should be walking in good health. Now, whatever that you need to do to exercise, eat differently. If you take your supplements, your multivitamins, eat differently. I'm not talking about how you ate yesterday, okay? Eat differently. Okay, now check this out. Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to stop right here for today. Ephesians chapter 1. Look. Yes. Look at what it says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings. That's the grace in heavenly places in Christ. You were blessed. He blessed you before you entered the earth. Oh, come on now. According to as he's chosen us. Chosen us. You were chosen. He's already accepted you. Why are you trying to do stuff that has nothing to do with being accepted? When he gave you life, you were already accepted. Oh my God. Woo. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Where? In love. Why? Love covers a multitude of sin. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Woo, my God, my God. You have been accepted. Someone type this right now, because this is gonna bless you. He accepts me. No, just type this. I am accepted because he accepted me. I'm gonna type it myself. I am accepted because he accepts me. Come on now. He accepts me. Now listen. This is why it's so powerful that you get in and you start by doing what he said. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you may as prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. When you understand that high glory. His kingdom is built on Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, cold and heat shall not cease. Come on, get your seed ready. Come on now. Get your 5785 seed, high glory, or your 15785 seed, high glory, Ikesha, or your 557,885 seed. But get your seed right now. Because right now, when you do this, now listen, you are going to show the Father and the devil that you believe, okay? Okay, high glory, he came shot. Woo! When you believe, then it is so. So, you can give. You can give them to the ministry. Restored Ministries International at PayPal, at Restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L, or our Zelle at Restored M-I-N-I-N-T-L at gmail.com. Or you can do the Terumah, is when you put it into the hand of the prophet, according to Ezekiel 44:30, at the first of all first fruit of all things is the priest. And you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest. The Lord has given the priest the power to activate the blessing and the covenant of God in your life when you sow it into his hand. High glory. How can you do that? Use my Cash App at $2 Prophet MD Bryant. Do that right now. Sow your seed. Come on now. Father, right now I declare and decree that I believe and it is so. Father, I believe, woo, they are accepted. I believe they are blessed. They are healed. They are debt-free. They walk in prosperity, health, and wealth. And Father, I declare that you accept them as they are. And you are increasing them and multiplying them into the image of your Son. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. Once again, happy holidays to you. Listen, be a blessing today. Be a blessing and watch how God blesses you. See you tomorrow.